Hello, it's Father Jim. Easter's very early this year. It's almost as early as it can be. Easter is always the first Sunday, I think, after the first full moon, after the 21st of March. I think this year it's the 22nd of March, or something like that. So that means Ash Wednesday's early. And we have 3 Sundays before we start Lent. So this Sunday coming will be from the second Sunday in ordinary time, year A, Matthew's Gospel cycle. And the first reading begins with the statement of Isaiah, "You are my servant, Israel." So the Jewish people was stated to be, consecrated to be, God's servant, in whom I shall be glorified. And the early church saw our Lord as the perfect Israel, and so they saw him as the servant who's going to restore the tribes of Jacob and bring back the survivors of Israel to be a light to the nations, so that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. Notice again how universal is his work. It's for all. Then we hear of John the Baptist again, where the Spirit came upon our Lord. And John the Baptist is like the master of ceremonies. He presents the Lord to the world. "This is the bridegroom. I'm only the best man. Someone who's coming after me," says St. John, "who ranks before me. And he's going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit." And very soon after his baptism, when our Lord appeared in Nazareth, he was asked to do the reading. He knew exactly what he was going to read, Isaiah chapter 11, in which he said, "I'm going to preach good news to the poor." The poor were the Anoim, the little remnant group who didn't have a say in things much, but remained faithful to the Lord. Now we live in a world at the moment that is becoming utterly vulgar. I look at a website just to be shocked, really. The list of the richest people in the world, the most expensive cars, the most expensive houses. It's disgusting when you know that next door to these people are others who can hardly make ends meet, who live in shacks as opposed to palaces. So here is a little poem. We have to remember the vulgarity of the rich often, although many, of course, are very generous, and the poor who get marginalised. And it seems to be getting worse. Nations are richer and other nations are poorer. In the same town, those who have too much and those who have too little. Whatever the sin of the world is, this must be one of the great sins that upsets the Lord so much. It's a poem called "The Leader" by Nancy Thomas. "Here he comes, the leader, with much applause and turning of heads and scraping. Bring out the candles and celebrity damask, a colour the red carpet. The ride first class, the bills paid. Colour his face smiley in the morning papers. For he's here, our great, our only, our venerated Christian VIP. So spread the banquet, rich and pungent, and politely munch and listen to his poised and perpendicular words on world poverty. The whole man healing, helping, loving, feeding. Oh, please pass the shrimp cocktail. Render to him his due acclamation. And meanwhile, gently ignore the other, the servant, the sufferer, the lowly lamb, watching in sorrow from behind the potted geraniums." And because the church itself reflects the sin of the world. One can say this to many ecclesiastics as well. Amen.